It's Monday, the 15th of April, and it's another wild, wind and wet morning. Actually, when we arose this morning, it was beautiful, beautiful sunlight streaming in the back windows. Looked like it was going to be an absolutely lovely day. Mr. Blackbird disapproves of magpies on adjacent rooftops. No wonder, at this time of the year, they are right buggers. Not the blackbirds, the magpies. I'm sheltered in my shed this morning, not just below the overhang, because I've come out lightly dressed, thinking it was a lovely morning. It's not so nice, so I'm staying out of that cold wind. But it's raining and it's getting heavier. Start of another week. It's still strange that I still, after all these years of not working, well, I say all 6 years, still treat Mondays as the start of a working week, and I don't really have a working week, but it's installed there, and this is a day. Mondays are the days that things pile up over Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you have to deal with them on Monday. And Monday's also the day that you get all those horrible letters, bills and other things through your door. And now it's raining really heavy. But I don't know why I still have that feel. But I have it, there's nothing I can do with it. It's like any other feeling you have about anything, really, isn't it? You know. Some things are just so installed in your mind that you can never, ever change that. So I guess I'm stuck with, I don't like Mondays. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I really don't like Mondays. The Mondays for me have this impending thoughts of doom on Mondays. It sounds daft, I know, but that's just the way it is. Can't shake it off. Nice standing here though, undercover, listening to all that lovely rain. Just magical, isn't it, rain? Unless you're really getting soaked in the river, of course. But yeah. Yeah, it's raining. It's a good job I've only got a short run from here to the back door. You can hear Mr. Blackbird on the roof of the shed pecking at something. That was Mrs. Blackbird. Because Mr. Blackbird's actually down eating the porridge. Funny how they can chirp like that while stuffing their face full of porridge lumps. Oh, he's really animated. Now it's going off again. Garden's coming to life now. So much greenery coming up, leaping out of the ground. Literally leaping out of the ground. But then, we are notorious here for getting very late frosts, which can destroy loads of plants. Having said that, her weather now is so mixed up and upside down and inside out. We just don't know what to expect now. You know, listen to David Bailey, DFBMBE, over there in the Balkans. Collared dove. They're very timid. I'll talk quieter and bring the mic closer. Don't want to frighten them off. David Bailey, over there in the Balkans. Well, over the past few weeks, he's spoken now and again about the weather, how they basically switch almost overnight from snow, loads of snow, to wonderful sunny weather, and it just gets hotter by the day. And he put up some YouTube videos recently showing us the landscape and the beautiful blue skies and sunshine, and it was absolutely bang on, just as he was saying, as predicted. We can't do that here. We have absolutely no idea now what the weather's going to do. It could snow here in June. The best months, as you know, if you stay in this country, it can be March, or it can be September. I'd like to be like David Bailey, to be able to show you a video of the switch, the weather switch. We're now into summer, and here is the big roasty toasty sun. Yeah, a dream here. Oh well. Life is but a dream. I don't know a song about that.